This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Good morning, welcome to Ipswich Community Youth Service, Layback Hour. My name is Andrew. We're here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. We here at Ipswich Community Youth Service hope that you and your loved ones are healthy. We know we don't only have just COVID at this time, but we've also got flu season kicking in as well, so please stay healthy if you can. We also hope that if you're a business out there that you're no longer struggling, that you're going strong and that you're back on full deck with staff as well. Unfortunately this week, due to COVID, we are unable to have our guest and our co-host, as both of them have come down for COVID, so you're stuck with me, unfortunately, for the hour. Listeners, as I'm by myself today, I'm just going to have a bit of a chat just in regards to our next Get Set for Work Certificate 2 Kitchen Operations. So that's a course that will be run at Bremer TAFE, so I just want to have a chat about that, if that's okay. So this course, it's 10 weeks. It's funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. It's starting on the 12th of July. There's only 11 spots available. So if you have any young people, or you yourself are a young person that's keen, get in quick, because these 11 spots will fill really quickly. And we've already started taking expression of interest as of this week. If you're 16 to 19, disengaged from school, you're not working, you're unsure what you wish to do in the future, if you feel disengaged from your peers, you know, similar age to you, you're not feeling like your normal self, you suffer from anxiety, depression, other forms of mental health, let us support you in this course. It's a fun course. You get to learn some great new skills, and also whilst you're doing it with new people that you get to meet. So 10 weeks that can change your outlook on life and kickstart your journey into adulthood. It's 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, roughly 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A big bonus, there's no homework, everything is done at TAFE. The classes are small, maximum 15, fully supported by qualified chefs and at least 2 ICYS staff at all times. So, you know, there's heaps of support out there for you to make sure you get through this course successfully. So let us at ICYS support you in this great course. Yeah, like we mentioned, it's 3 days a week for 15 to 19-year-olds. Some of the things you will learn to do in this amazing course are how to cook safely, effectively, efficiently and consistently, temperature control, cross-contamination, shelf life and packaging, how to use a knife correctly, precision cuts, food safety and hygiene, very important, work effectively with others, communication in the workplace, that's so important, so that's a big one. Preparing dishes, like always in most places, teamwork. You'll also do barista training and you'll also gain your responsible alcohol certificate, so you know, a couple of big bonuses there at the end there. These are just some of the things that you can expect to learn and much more. It's a fun environment to learn new skills, meet new people, but it's also a workplace, so safety is paramount to us. We cook and prepare meals for TAFE, we'll TAFE staff, and also paying guests in the Miners' Right restaurant. So it's important we do so in a safe and effective manner. As per every workplace, you know, safety is, you know, so important. So we take it quite seriously in this course, and we expect the participants to do also. Listeners, we've been talking about the Get Set for Work Certificate 2 Kitchen Operations course. That's coming up in July. So, like I said, if you're interested, you've got young people 15 to 19, let us know. If you're that young person who is unsure what you wish to do in the future, but is open to trying a hands-on course like this, please give us a call or, you know, reach out to us. At the end of the course, if it's not for you, we will support you to find another pathway that is more to your liking, or we'll help you find employment. Totally up to you. We support participants with resume and cover letter writing and also job search. We're Ipswich Community Youth Service, so happy to support you in any way as it is your journey. We're quite happy to walk and guide you through your journey to become the best you can be and to find what is right for you. Not everyone knows at such a young age what they want to do, so you know it's about a journey, and that's something we're happy to help you with. We have many success stories over the last sort of 18 months to 2 years since I've been doing it. Numerous young people have gone on to be apprentice chefs, bakers, others have just gone into a hospitality section, retail or hairdressing, you know, beauty, or they've gone into further studies such as your hospitality, automotive, childcare or aged care. So many opportunities out there for you to explore if you don't think this is right for you, but if you think it's right for you, heaps of opportunities in this sector. The opportunities are endless and the decision is yours. We just support and encourage you wherever we can. So contact us now at the office or on Facebook or Instagram if we can support you in any way. Before we wrap up, I want to take some time to thank some of the Ipswich businesses that support our organisation and our wonderful young people. So we've got Patrick out there at Jets Leagues Club. We've got Greg at Coffee Guru in Brookwater, so get out there for some great coffees. Orion Coffee Club, we've got Nia down there at Orion. We've got Alexis at Limelight Cinemas and Ruby Chews over at Riverlink. Matchworks Employment, Apprenticeships Queensland, Trevor out of Brothers Leagues Club in Ipswich, MEGT Apprenticeships, Fenton, the master chef out there, Fenton, Breathe Safe over in Carroll Park there, wonderful organisation or business. The Swim Factory in Ipswich and Springfield. There are many more, and I'll get to them in near future on other shows. But to all those businesses in and around Ipswich that support our youth, thank you. Honestly, we cannot be successful without having supportive and amazing businesses and employees such as yourselves. So thanks for what you do for not only our organisation, but our young people. Also, just lastly, before we wrap up, again, a big special thanks for producer Russell and his management and to Phoenix Radio for giving us this opportunity each fortnight. You know, without them, we cannot reach out to our local community. So thanks, Russell and Phoenix Radio. That's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. Get set for work program. As we always say, be kind, be safe, and goodbye.